Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I'm going to ask you to really duplicate this because once you see the evidence, and if you're listening on audio, well, you have to just listen because I'll describe it for you in some detail. But I reran an interview I did on June 27th with Dr. Robert Epstein, I should say, excuse me. And he's a Harvard-educated psychologist working out of San Diego now. This guy's the real deal, people. He's done an 8-year investigation into Google search engine election interference. And I was going to get him back on. We're both really busy. We will work it out, and I'll get him back on for an update at a later time. He paid me a nice compliment, you know, and let me toot my horn just for a second. You know, I taught research. I wrote two stat classes, so we speak the same language. And he said to me, "Dave, I'd really like to come back on your show again." And you'll hear that at the end when you listen to that interview. He said, "There are some people I shouldn't have done the interview with." And I think it's not because I'm so wonderful, but because of my academic background, we spoke the same language. And I think they asked the questions that needed to be asked because I understand the process that he was employing. And okay, so bragging over, I don't want to break my arm, pat myself on the back, but all humility restored. I just want to say this. I reran the interview because it's relevant today and we need to be reminded of this. Now, I did my own experiment. So we're going beyond the interview that has run preceding to this. And I ran my own experiment. And I ran a DuckDuckGo versus Google. And I ran a search term. Let me read the exact search term. The Common Sense Show. Okay, so that was number one. That should have been never excluded. And people, the Common Sense Show has been in existence for over 12 years. Okay, and it has seen an entry for most of those years on most days of anywhere between 6 and 10 entries per day. I haven't even stopped to think of the math about how much that is. It's voluminous. And once you see the results of what I'm going to tell you and review a little bit about what was in that interview, you should never use Google search engine again. Take an extra second and write duck, duck, go, and you're going to get honesty. It's just amazing. And you're going to see the proof right here. Hey, we are brought to you by three harmful foods. Well, we're not going to give you three harmful foods. What we're going to do is tell you how to avoid them. The problem is these darn foods are in the health pyramid, even though they're banned in many of our competitor and colleague nations. You're saying, why? Corporate greed. Influencing government. Are you surprised? This is a lot of what RFK Jr. talks about. Well, Dr. Amy Lee, a world-round nutritionist who says, hey, look, we have all these advances, and yet we're like living in the Stone Age in terms of how we're eating, and we're eating like crap and it's killing us. And you go, yeah, this is what RFK Jr. is saying. Exactly. And she has made it her study to look at this. And you get things like your skin gets damaged as a result of these foods. You lose energy and vitality, and you really start to show some visible signs. And also, your digestion is affected. All these signs, and they happen over time, so people mistake them for normal signs of aging. They are not. They are not. And if you remove these three harmful foods and the toxin, things can reverse. Now you're saying, this is going to cost me an arm and a leg. No, actually, it's not. Dr. Lee, I just love the work she does. She actually made a video for free that you can watch about this. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And what you're going to see there is mind-boggling. You can't believe the government's letting these corporations get away with this. You can stop it. And we can reverse the effects. If you're seeing us on social media, the link will be in the description box. Really, really good thing that Dr. Lee is doing. All right. What we're going to do here is I'm going to pause this for a second. And I said it would just be a second. I just wanted to center this. Now I want to call your attention. Let me enlarge the print so it's a little easier to read here. Okay. I used a search term on both Google and DuckDuckGo. Search term. The common sense show comes first, before the and. That means this should not be excluded if it would be anywhere possibly that the common sense show has printed something, right? Sometimes I'll come up with unrelated crap when you put in your first search term, but I put that in primarily because I wanted to see if they'd put anything that I've done. And then I put the and Dr. Robert Epstein and Google. Okay, pretty clear. I didn't even say election interference because that's what he's alleging. And if you're not familiar with that interview, you're going to have your eyes wide open. Google is helping to steal the election. Okay, now here were the Google results. I should have been number one with some aspect of the Common Sense Show. Okay, here we go. This is the first one. Okay, Robert Epstein did give testimony to the Senate. Okay. Nowhere about the Common Sense Show. They control billions of people. YouTube, Michael Knowles. He won't be on there real long doing this stuff. There you go. Pure Talk. Missing common sense. Okay. PNAS. Again, they're citing Dr. Epstein. Okay. Oklahoma State University. Missing the Common Sense Show again, right? Okay. Apple Podcast, missing the Common Sense Show. I went through, I think, like seven, eight, nine pages. Nothing on the Common Sense Show. Nothing. Nothing. I get a million visitors a month. I have a newsletter that comes out of that that gets about 50,000. Nothing there. Nothing whatsoever. Guarantee I'm outdrawing Oklahoma State. Absolutely guarantee you. Now, well, I put the exact same search term into DuckDuckGo. June 27th, 2024, the Common Sense Show, da 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 da. Okay. And then you have the search terms right there that I put in. Top research psychologists expose how Google search engine uses blah, blah, blah to steal elections. Okay. That was number one. And here, if it ever did appear somewhere, no one would ever see it. Okay. Now, again, I'm going to say something that I think is factual. Take my ego set aside. It's not about me, but I just want to make sure that I'm very clear on this. Since 2020, I wrote definitively, particularly in the Maricopa County, Arizona elections, federal elections 2020 that was stolen from Donald Trump, 2022 stolen from Carrie Lake. I had early on some of the best work. And I was frequently cited. I was a guest. I could have been on radio shows three, four, five times a day during that period. When some of my top colleagues said, "Hey, Dave, can I use your stuff?" And some of them know they have carte blanche to do it. And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." And so they put their stuff out there. Paul Preston had his life threatened. Hodges is going to get you killed. You keep printing this. And the guy used to be former CIA. Right? And then Sarah Westall got a similar comment, and 11 other people that I know of. I don't know who else, but people started to contact them and intimidate them about using my article in May of 2021, where I analyzed five ways the election was stolen for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in Arizona. And it was pretty hard hitting and it was accurate. And I had follow-ups that even provided more detail on the cover-ups for this as they got nailed at the official level. Then I've exposed how they were trying to cover it up and that fell apart. So I'm not saying I was the end all be all to election fraud discovery and publication, but I was right there at the beginning with a really voluminous following at that time. Okay, now given that, okay, now Not ego, just saying that's the prominence I have in this topic. Let's take a look at this again. Nowhere to be found in Google. And DuckDuckGo, number one. Let me ask you a question. We talk a lot on this particular venue about creating a parallel economy as best we can. Support local, get away from the greedy corporates that are in line with ESG, BlackRock, World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization. Get the hell away from those entities and support local. Okay. Do credit unions and local banks before you go big national. Who's more likely to screw you too? Because they can all keep your money. But who's likely to work with you more? Well, you know who that is. It certainly isn't Bank of America, JP Morgan, certainly isn't Wells Fargo with all the issues they've had with scandal. So I've been very consistent about this. Now, I'm going to say this here. This is the same thing. Take Google's power away. By the way, Dr. Epstein concludes, and you go listen to that interview that I posted again. And it wasn't really well listened to for in terms of the volume of other stuff that gets attention. I'd say it was in the lower 30%. It should be number one because this guy nails it. His estimation, statistical studies over 8 years, is that Google will steal 6 million votes in this election. Do you think that's enough to make a difference, particularly if a lot of those votes are concentrated in the swing states? Why give Google that power? Get the hell away from Google and do it now. Duck, duck, go. And I get nothing from Duck, duck, go to promote them. Nothing. They don't even know who I am. But they sure as hell, when I put the right search terms in the Common Sense Show first, they sure as hell put it up first, didn't they? So I'm hoping that you'll take this microcosm lesson, go back and listen to the Dr. Epstein interview. And you know, I'm going to say this too, because I didn't get into this because I thought it'd be too heartrending. And we were on such a roll on how they do it and how Google does this. But let me tell you what I do know about Dr. Epstein, because he did talk about one other place that I heard about. His wife was killed in a mysterious car accident. And he said in that interview when he talked about this, and I don't know how he kept from breaking down. He's a stronger man than me. And Robert said, I can never get married again because I can't subject someone else to the same thing. That's pretty clear what he thinks, isn't it? But it doesn't stop there. His son was driving to where they keep their data, hit and run, broadside hit. He survived. You still want to patronize Google? DuckDuckGo. I'm Dave Hodges, and I am proud to have brought this to you here on the Common Sense Show. It's hard to report this because I have placed myself in Dr. Epstein's place emotionally and psychologically. I wondered. I come home and I realize how much I depend and need my wife and well all the things we do together and I'd be totally lost. I don't know if I'd be continuing on like he is. That's why I say he's a better man than me. Imagine yourself in that position as well too, and then ask yourself the question, do you really want to support these bad people at Google that want you in 15-minute cities, that want you to have no rights? They want to determine your reproductive rate, if anything. They want to replace you with AI so you become meaningless, and this puts you at jeopardy for genocide. Make no mistake about it. They are Fabian socialists, which says that if you don't put more into society than you take out, then we should do away with you. It's one of the five pillars of modern sociology, and Google is right there with them. And Google's had a thing for me forever. You know, when I was on YouTube, I was much more listened to than what the numbers said. And this is how I knew. I skyrocketed right to about 200,000. And I only grew about 25,000 over the next 3 years. And then people would say, Dave, I can't, I'm not subscribed anymore. And they won't let me resubscribe. And I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that. And then I'd get these fantastic numbers when something I would do would be run on someone else's site. And Dave, man, I got 150,000 hits on my website when I ran your interview with such and such. And I go back and I look at YouTube and would show me like 20, 30,000. YouTube's owned by who? By Google. Okay. If you really want the truth and you really want to help people not be manipulated, please share this and then refer them to the interview that runs in the previous segment to this with Dr. Epstein. Have people listen to this so they really understand there's a scientific basis for what I'm telling you. I've proven my anecdotal position. Dr. Epstein proves his position through 8 years of extensive research. Please share this far and wide. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody.